They disclaimed all weapons. They were pacifist to the ultimate, so that many of them were killed by Herod. They never bore arms. They held that the use of arms by itself, even in self-defense, under any circumstances, was wrong. And they were committed to a pacifist role in every respect. Many of them had such a reverence for life that they would kill no insects. A trait that we find in Eastern religions, and we also find later among great Hasidic masters. Kotzker, for instance, during his years in seclusion, never killed an insect out of reverence for life. They wore a white uniform, and they were essentially communistic, not in the sense of the great leader Lenin, but communistic in the sense that they owned nothing. They lived in communal villages, caves. It was one for all and all for one. And they really were people that were out of this world. Because of the fact they were celibate, so they never could replenish themselves. So they always had to rely on new adherents. Now, this group is the group that turned into the early Jewish Christians. During the time of Herod, and later during the time of Archelaus, and then during the time of Agrippa, there were numerous instances of people who presented themselves as being the Messiah, as being the Mashiach, and who were going to deliver the Jewish people from the oppression of Rome, and who were going to bring the utopian world into being. One of these messianic dreamers attracted this group, and the Romans almost by force of habit executed anybody that said he was the Messiah, because that was only trouble for Rome. And the Roman method of execution was crucifixion. I have mentioned to you before that method of execution was used by Alexander Yanai in his war against the Prussian. It was used by Herod also. And this group built a nucleus among the Essenes, and they built it around the ideas of their Messiah, whom they called Jesus of Nazareth. And the basic ideas of the religion were, it was a Jewish religion, it was not meant for non-Jews. B, it was not a religion to change the laws of the Torah. The laws of the Torah were to remain as they were. But C, it was to promote the idea that the time had arrived for the utopian redemption of mankind, and it would be redeemed in a non-violent fashion. It would be redeemed by love and not by war, by goodness and not by evil. Now, the shock came when the Messiah was caught and killed. In every other instance in the history of the world, when the Messiah is killed, that's the end. Because there, what greater bankruptcy is there? But here there was an exception to this rule. The exception occurred by elevating the Messiah from being a man into a God.